scent that lasts.
Doing your laundry has never been this much fun or this smart. Introducing the Aloha 1.5 kg refill pack, designed to fill your bucket and save you big. Same powerful clean, now with more value. Grab your 1.5 kg refill, top it up, and keep the fresh going. Aloha, say hello to fresh. This news bulletin on Millennium Radio is brought to you in association with Batra Mineral Water. Batra, made for all, made for life.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 Hours News Bulletin on Millennium Radio. We take a look at stories making headlines. U.S. visa bond, a wake-up call for Zambia's global standing, says analyst. SACOD defends ECZ amid concerns over voter registration doom. Trump envoy Witkoff meets Putin at ceasefire deadline looms.
FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwema Timothy Jilalam. International relations analyst Anthony Mukwita has warned that the newly introduced US visa bond requirements could have long-term consequences for Zambia's global mobility and economic identity, describing it as a costly wake-up call for nations perceived as high risk. Effective August 2025, Zambian nationals applying for B1/B2 visitor visas to the United States will be required to post a refundable bond ranging from $5,000 to $15,000, an amount equivalent to as much as 337,800 kwacha at a current exchange rate. Mr. Mukwita notes that while the U.S. government attributes the measure to high visa overstay rates and limited deportation cooperation, available data may not fully support this rationale. He has questioned the criteria used to include Zambia on the list, suggesting that broader geopolitical or governance-related concerns may be influencing the decision. He has urged that the policy reflects deeper systematic issues regarding how Zambia is perceived internationally and highlights the urgent need to strengthen national systems to reduce dependency on foreign validation. Mr. Mukwita has urged Zambians and policymakers alike not to view the visa bond as a dead end, but as an opportunity to refocus national priorities.
You see, Zambia is one of the best countries on earth right now, on the continent of Africa. It's got a land of about 750,000 square kilometers. It's got a youthful population between 18 and 35 that are energetic, healthy, and can do work. It's got some of the largest deposits of natural mineral resources. So if we made this country reach optimum levels of development, then Zambians would not need to struggle and line up for golden tickets to the United States of America that cost an arm and a leg. Look, it requires Zambians, ordinary Zambians.
Efforts to get a comment from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mulambo Aimbe, have proved futile by broadcast time as his mobile phone went unanswered. The Petroleum Transporters Association of Zambia has distanced itself from the planned industrial action over the reinstatement of Statutory Instrument Number 35, which mandates that local transporters handle at least 50% of petroleum product loans. This follows threats issued by the Zambia National Union of Drivers and Allied Workers, which has vowed to initiate a work stoppage unless the government reinstates the statutory instrument. However, PTSZ President Benson Tembo has stated that the association is not aware of any such planned work stoppage by its members. Mr. Tembo has acknowledged that concerns surrounding SI 35 are legitimate, but has clarified that the association is currently engaged in ongoing discussions with the government aimed at finding a long-term solution, has expressed optimism that a conclusive agreement will be reached soon, noting that such dialogue has been long overdue and is necessary to address the concerns of local transporters.
So 50% by policy, we could see growth continuously and jobs being created in the fuel transport subsector. Thereafter, in 2021, the government decided that, okay, let us have a law. And again, that for that law to be promulgated, you saw, again, drivers were protesting, you see, which forced the government that time to even travel to Beira and Dar es Salaam to verify, to see if indeed the foreign transporters were given priority, which they saw. And when they saw that, they came back and said, no, enough is enough. And they promulgated that
issue. Evo Stewart, a comment from the government went successful by broadcast time as Commerce Minister. Chupokam Longest phone went unanswered. The Southern African Center for the Constructive Resolution of Disputes, SACOD, has come to the defense of the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, stating that the commission has made visible efforts to remain transparent in its dealings with stakeholders. This follows revelation by Transparency International Zambia, TIZ, that a South Korean company with a questionable record previously linked to flawed elections in the Democratic Republic of Congo is being considered to manage Zambia's 2026 voter registration process. But SACOD Executive Director Atamu Yunda has acknowledged the growing mistrust among some stakeholders ahead of next year's general election, but has maintained that the ECZ has so far exhibited a commendable level of transparency in its operation. He has, however, urged the Commission to take seriously the concerns raised by the public and stakeholders, stressing the importance of addressing all underlying issues to restore confidence in the electoral process. Mr. Muyunda has also emphasized the need to operationalize the Access to Information Act, saying this would enhance transparency in public procurement and the awarding of contracts, particularly in sensitive processes such as elections.
I'm calling for institutions that are charged with managing public affairs to exhibit high levels of transparency and accountability. By so doing, we are having the first step in terms of resolving conflicts around any issues of public nature. So when it comes to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, from our perspective, we think that they have tried to exhibit the high levels of transparency. Maybe the levels that need to be improved by ECZ is the issue to do with the accountability. Because ECZ will communicate to the public on issues that they think they are about to go.
Governance activist Wesley Mianda has expressed concern over the lack of tangible results in the fight against corruption since the United Party for National Development, UPND, assumed office. Mr. Mianda argues that despite public pronouncements by President Hakainde Hichilema affirming a commitment to combat corruption, there have been few convictions to demonstrate meaningful progress. He notes that in many cases, individuals accused of corruption are either acquitted by the courts or not found with a case to answer, despite authorities discovering properties suspected to be proceeds of crime. Mr. Mianda has emphasized that while corruption is not committed openly, it requires strategic and systematic interventions to effectively dismantle.
Then, from the time UPND came into power, there has been all these pronouncements, and the president actually is the one who is taking a lead in preaching about corruption, and yet the people that are now surrounding him have nothing much to do with this fight against corruption. Yeah, so now Zambians actually expected more than what we are seeing today in terms of the fight against corruption. And this actually has become sort of, you know, a usual story.
And now, business news. Business news.
Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote says the government remains committed to prioritizing investments in the renewable energy sector.